Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the next edition of Fitness with Feldman. And this week, Ashley is back to talk to us about some new things and new terms that we're hearing in the management of soft tissue injuries. And so everybody's used to the old acronym of RICE, which stood for rest, ice, compression, and elevation. And then a while back, somebody added a P in front of it to make it PRICE. And now there are a couple of new acronyms out there. One is PEACE and the other is LOVE. And Ashley gets into all the details about them and gives some recommendations and her thoughts on them. So enjoy this episode and thank you so much, as always, for tuning in.
So today I am here to give you guys a little talk about PEACE and LOVE. And what I mean by that is I am going to teach you guys a little bit of a new acronym in regards to how to treat soft tissue injuries when they occur. So we all used to hear the words like ICE and RICE and maybe PRICE and POLICE talking about ICE, elevation, compression, rest, protection, kind of that's what those letters all stand for there. But after that initial stage, where do we go from there? And I think it's always been a really good question for a lot of people, and a lot of people don't necessarily know what to do. So last week, I believe it was early last week, the British Journal of Sports Medicine published this blog post or this article kind of talking about how we should go about taking care of these soft tissue injuries. And I thought it was a good one, and I think that you guys might find it a little bit helpful, especially say for those athletes going out who end up with a hamstring strain, ankle sprain, quad strain, hip flexor strain, all of the above. You know, so some of those thought processes that we used to have may not necessarily fall into the best category anymore. So, you know, let's get into it a little bit and let's talk about this whole kind of PEACE and LOVE scenario. Okay, so if we look at our days 1 through 3, really, that's when we're really thinking about this whole PEACE scenario. We want these muscles to become like come back to rest. We want them to kind of say, hey, you know what, I'm feeling a little bit better. So if I go through and I look at all of the letters, here's kind of what they stand for. Okay, so P is protect. And in this protection phase, we want to minimize the secondary, risk of injury to these tissues. So we don't necessarily want to be pushing through all this pain. We really want pain to kind of, you know, take us through this journey and say, hey, you know what, this is how much I can do today. I don't necessarily want it to go above a 3 or 4 pain level. And the pain should guide your return to kind of doing back your normal or doing your normal activity. So that's a P. So protect is P. E is for elevate. Granted, research doesn't necessarily show a ton for elevation. It's still listed here because, you know what, it still does tend to have a better effect. So elevating your leg above your heart. Okay. If we look at A, this is one that I think is going to confuse or kind of, you know, trick your brain a little bit, because it's something that a lot of people have this thought about. And unfortunately, it's something that, you know, as PTs, we've kind of realized over time, and as doctors over time, that anti-inflammatory use for an injury right away isn't necessarily the best thing. And I've talked about this in some of my other Facebook Live posts in regards to anti-inflammatories. We don't want you using anti-inflammatory modalities, okay? That being ICE, so cryotherapy of any sort, or say even anti-inflammatory medication, right off the bat after an injury. And the reason being is that our tissues, in order for them to kind of, you know, stimulate that healing process, we really do need inflammation. And a lot of people kind of say, hey, you know what, well, inflammation causes pain, but inflammation also is kind of the beginner for this cascade of healing. So if we go ahead and we throw ICE at an injury, or if we throw anti-inflammatory medication at an injury, you may actually be at a detriment in that long-term healing process. So the A in PEACE actually stands for avoiding anti-inflammatory modalities. If you guys have any questions about that, feel free to reach out to me. I will absolutely kind of give you a little more education on that. But I don't necessarily want you jumping into using an Advil or using ibuprofen or Motrin or Aleve to try to just get the swelling down. We actually want that swelling to start and to kind of work, at least for that first kind of 48 to 72 hours. So that is the A, okay? If we look at the C, we're still compressing that injury. So whether it's an ankle sprain, you know, we've always shown that ankle sprains do react really well to having compression. It helps getting the swelling out of there. Same thing, you know, if you have a quad strain, what you typically do if you go see a trainer or if you want to start playing again, we wrap that injury. So that is what the C stands for. If we look at the E, that's the most important part for people like me as a physical therapist and doctors and anybody else who's treating these injuries right away. We need to educate people. Just because you have an injury doesn't necessarily mean, okay, or an injury with pain doesn't necessarily mean that there is an extensive amount of tissue damage there, okay? And we also don't necessarily want you to be super scared of your injury. And I will say it will all depend on what it is, but our job is to keep you guys optimistic. And it's to kind of say, hey, you know what? You're going to get through this. This injury is not necessarily as bad as you think. And this is how the healing process is going to kind of go. It's kind of keeping you guys definitely realistic with expectations. So similar to say I have a young athlete or an athlete in general who comes in post-surgical, you know, I have a, you know, big soft spot in my heart for ACLs. I have to be realistic with those people. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to let you get back to playing probably until 9 months post-operatively because that's what research shows me is okay. So that's where the education comes in. It's letting you guys know what we think is going on in the good sense and not the bad sense. Obviously, we have to tell you guys the real things that we know and kind of give you guys the best information possible. But typically, it's to kind of just let you know how this healing process can play out. So for me, I know that recently I sprained my toe. It might be broken. I don't know. But I know that it's going to take me a little bit of time to get back to getting out and running as much as I want. And I have to be realistic with my expectations. And that's what I want for you guys. Okay. So that is the piece portion. So when we look at piece, we want that really, you know, days 1 through 3. And we want you guys to kind of rest and still protect, but also move within your tolerance. Moving is important. And that's what we tend to stress a lot now. Okay, so now here's the secondary part of this. This is where it gets exciting because a lot of people haven't had the guidelines in regards to kind of, oh, what comes next after, you know, I have this injury. So here's our love portion. So peace and love. Okay, L. When we talk about L, we're talking about loading. And what do we mean by loading? Loading is just putting some pressure on the tissues again, okay? So, you know, if you have a little bit of a shoulder injury, it's starting to raise your arm up again, or say you have an ankle injury, it's starting to put pressure on your foot again. It's putting load on those tissues within its tolerance. So it's really teaching those tendons, those muscles to kind of say, hey, you know what, I can do this again, okay? And we want to do it within your pain tolerance. I think that's the most important part. And obviously, guidance via a physical therapist or an athletic trainer is going to be at your best interest, but it's also doing it to your standard. So say you're go ahead and you're walking, but your pain skyrockets, say, up to a 5 or 6, and it just gets worse and worse and worse, then we know that day you loaded too much. If you, say, have started getting pressure back on your injury again, and say it stays within that 1 to 3, 1 to 4 mark, and it doesn't stay worse throughout the day, then you know, hey, you know what, I'm pretty much doing okay here. Okay, that's basically what L stands for. If we go to O, I talked about this a lot in the education portion, but it's optimism. So we need people to be optimistic regarding injuries. We don't want people to become extremely scared of their injury. And we want you guys to kind of understand that, okay, yes, you have an injury, but before you had this injury, there wasn't pain there. And pain is a modifiable factor, okay, as is tissue damage. Obviously, it depends on the extent of tissue damage, but we can get back from that injury. So we need to kind of just be optimistic, realistic about expectations, and to get these people saying, hey, you know what, granted this has happened to me, I'm going to be able to get back to doing what I love to do. We don't want pessimism necessarily involved, especially in a rehabilitation process, because positivity typically breeds better outcomes. Okay, now V. V is for vascularization. And what is vascularization? Basically, it's pumping blood through the body. You know, and a lot of the time we do this through cardiovascular exercise. So say I injure my shoulder. Who's to say that the next day I can't go and I can't get on like a stationary bike? Obviously, it depends on what we're looking at, but we want blood to be pumping through the body. Okay. We want the cardiovascular system to continue to work. And we want that aerobic activity. What that does is that'll help promote the healing process a little bit better. It's similar to say I have a patient, once again, I'm going back to the ACL, you know, I will maybe sometimes get them into doing some blood flow restriction of their upper body a few days after surgery, just to get the blood pumping through the body a little bit more. And in regards to kind of people out there who have these injuries, getting back into this, you have to monitor yourself, obviously. You don't want to push too hard too fast, but getting that blood pumping is extremely important, okay? Now, if we go into the E, okay, E is for exercise. So then we kind of get back into looking at, hey, you know what? We need to have a gradual return to activity. If I'm talking about exercise, I'm not necessarily going and changing out your routine, but say you walked on a daily basis, say you ran on a daily basis, you're a soccer player, baseball player, we want you getting back to doing what you love. The thing is that we need you doing it within a tolerance. Okay, and the tolerance is kind of going to be based upon what you tell a physical therapist, athletic trainer, doctor, but it's also what you tell yourself. Okay, we can't have you pushing into heavy pain. That will obviously, in turn, if you do it too much too long, be detrimental to your healing. Okay, if you say ran 2 miles and you did okay, that's great. But say one day you tried to push it a little bit more and you did 4 miles and that was too much, we need you to tone it back. Okay. Exercise, especially for, strains, strains of muscles, sprains of ligaments, it's extremely important for stabilization purposes. It's extremely important for returning to your normal activity levels. And overall, it's just important to kind of say, hey, you know what? Why did this happen in the first place? Why did I have this injury? Why am I having this injury? And basically what I will say is that to find that out, that's when you would come see a physical therapist, say, hey, you know what? What do we see here that could have been the precipitating factor? Did you ramp up your mileage too fast? Are you playing on too many sports teams? Do you have muscular imbalances here or there? And those are all things that are addressed, that can be addressed, and you shouldn't necessarily be afraid of. Okay, so really, here's kind of the overall, you know, peace and love scenario. We're really looking at just having people understand that having an injury doesn't necessarily mean that it's the end of the world. We want you to obviously protect your injury at first, but then move into this loading strategy and this optimal loading type of scenario. You know, when we look at an injury, people typically say, hey, you know what? Well, I've been icing. I've been doing this. Let's get rid of that ice. Let's get moving that ankle or moving that arm to tolerance so that you kind of start precipitating, say, your joint saying, hey, you know what, I can do this again. We want to focus on long-term outcomes. And sometimes when we focus on kind of just that rice scenario, that price scenario, we are only focusing on that first, say, 48 to 72 hours of that injury. So now we have the love aspect of this, and I hope that it helps a little bit. And if you guys have any questions about this, feel free to kind of reach out, whether you send us a, you know, direct message on Instagram, or if you send us a Facebook message, that would be awesome. And I will be logging on later this week or next week to kind of give you guys a little bit more information on something else. And I hope everybody has a great day. All right. Bye. See whether I can get Facebook to